everybody. Welcome to the Valley Pod. I'm Chris Mondragon with the Alamosa Citizen, back with another installment in our Best Of series. Today, we'll be looking at the topic of education. So the first clip we have is from episode 203, Matt Nearing, Department Chair of Adams State's Engineering Program.
And that's really kind of, you know, we were talking before we came on about my own daughter, who's now at the University of Oregon, just started her first semester there a couple of years ago. And what we were talking about was how that initial college experience, your freshman year, or if you've transferred in that first time on campus, really is about finding yourself.
Yeah.
She has a degree major. You're talking in this case, they have a degree major, possibly mechanical engineering.
Right.
They're going down that path. They've made that decision. But even when you get there and you start your college career as a student,
right,
there's so many things coming at you, experiences to get involved in, and you start to get immersed in the campus and you start this fuller experience than really what you anticipated. Probably, I know that is the case for a lot of kids.
Yeah. And you know, we have a really great group of students in the mechanical engineering program. I mean, there's a lot of great students at Adams, but I've been really, really pleasantly surprised and happy about how well the students connect with one another in the different cohorts. We have we bring our students in on a cohort model, and we have our third cohort this fall. We will have our fourth cohort coming in. But like you said, students arrive on campus, there's a lot more to the experience, right? And they figure out who they're going to be hanging out with, and they figure out who they're going to be studying with, and those don't always have to be the same groups. So it can be a really great experience just to sort of get a little flavor of college life by coming into a program like we're going to have.
You know, I was thinking of your efforts coming into this episode and your recruiting efforts to get more students signed up, moving forward into a mechanical engineering program at Adams State. And that's a really great program because it has that association with Colorado State University. But I was thinking of you.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, there's 14 high schools in the San Luis Valley.
Yeah.
You have neighboring Salida. You have neighboring Pagosa Springs. You have neighboring Taos, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. You have neighboring Canyon City. You have neighbor. And just within that 120, 200-mile radius, the potential for students to hear, learn, take a short drive to Adams State to participate, that to me is where the value comes in on these types of experiences, because you can attract these students that aren't that far away.
Yeah. And, you know, my goal is always to try and get students interested in whatever they want to be interested in. But sometimes students don't know what that is, right? So by giving students an opportunity to understand engineering a little bit more, sort of think about it and say, hey, I think I could imagine myself working for NASA, or I could imagine myself working in the energy industry or something like that. They don't always equate that to studying mechanical engineering. And mechanical engineering is just so broad. It has so many different applications.
You've made that point before when we've talked to you about how that degree mechanical engineering fits into all these other engineering areas, these other careers and possibilities on how to take that. And each time you do that, I wish I was 18 and want to go there again, but I'm not.
And like you were saying, when you start out your college career, you know, we may think we know exactly what we want to do, but things can change over time, right? Your journey changes a little bit. One of the nice things about mechanical engineering is it's very flexible. It can take you a lot of different places, so it's not super specialized. You can open up lots of different doors with that degree in engineering. So just getting students to think about that initially. I mean, part of it is if you look at jobs and the careers going forward here, I was reading an article just the other day that was quoting the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they're saying something to the effect of we need to increase the field of engineering by 15% or so just to replace the retiring baby boomers, right? So the number of engineers who are baby boomers and retiring, we have a huge hole to fill there. And so we really need to recruit more and more engineers. There is such a huge impact on the economy.
The heart of the Cumbersan Toltec Scenic Railroad is in the fine people of Chama, New Mexico, Antonito, Colorado, and the surrounding communities who have supported our railroads for generations. To show our appreciation, we offer a 50% discount to locals who live within an 80-mile drive distance of either Chama or Antonito on All Aboard Chama Excursions, All Aboard Antonito Excursions, Chama Limited, Antonito Unlimited, and Cumbres Express. This discount is valid on coach class seating only and cannot be applied online. This offer is valid for excursions between August 19th and August 31st. Please call our reservations line at 1-888-286-2737 to book. Are you looking for funding to launch a community project, program, or event in Monta Vista? The Lohr Foundation is here to help. Lohr supports projects that are designed and led by locals like you. The best part? There are no complicated applications, time-consuming reports, or grant cycle deadlines. All it takes to start a funding request is a simple conversation. So reach out to Monta Vista Community Officer Yvette Atencio at lohrfoundation.org today and take the first step towards turning your idea into a reality.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Valley Pod with our Best of Education episode. Our next clip is from episode 233 with Michelle Rubio Wilson, principal of Alamosa Elementary School.
First and foremost, I think that the adults in the school, all the adults, the teachers, everybody in the adults truly care about every single kid that walks through that door. They truly care about them and they want to know their story and where they come from and all the things, and they want to build that relationship for them because they want to create a safe learning environment for all. And once that has been established, kids will take risks. Kids will be not afraid to take risks, I should say, and they're learning and they're talking and they're sharing their thinking. And so, and then that our staff, they show up every single day and they know those kids by name, and they know them, and they have that relationship with them.
One of the things that the school district you've been emphasizing is attendance and the importance mm-hmm. of showing up, importance of being there, right? Every day matters, mm-hmm. right, to the Alamosa School District. Talk about the importance of attendance, because that, you know, when you look at the data and you look at outcomes and you look at who drops out and who doesn't, there are pretty predictable indicators there, right, that can mm-hmm. say, is this kid, is this student going to be able to move forward, or are they in jeopardy? Are they at risk, right? There's pretty interesting, and one of them is attendance.
Yes, and you're right. The school district has a Everyday Matters campaign. And with that campaign, we've just taken it to that next step that you belong here. Everybody belongs here. You belong in the conversation. You belong in the classroom. You belong in that small group. And if you're at school, we could teach you. If you're at school, we could do all these amazing things. We could build relationships. We can do some learning. We could do some activities. We could do some experiments. But when you're not in school, it takes that 7-hour day away from them and all those things that they can be experiencing in that 7 hours. And if a student is struggling with friendships or friend groups or things like that, we, as soon as we have that information, we could do something about it. So our counselors are amazing at running restorative groups and getting kids together, talking to kids, talking to each other about being kind to one another. We have a fifth grade kindness club group, and the fifth graders put it together with our school counselors. And just sharing kindness throughout the school, and how are you being kind today? Has somebody done something kind for you today? Is also like that belongingness from not just staff to students, but from student to student.
Next clip we have is from episode 216 with Jacob Risler, Vice President of Advancement, Adams State.
What have you heard in the time that you have been in place? What is the message, or what are the notes that you, the emails, the phone calls mm-hmm. that you have gotten from alumni? What's their state of how do they see Adams State today?
I say hungry. I think people are hungry. They want to know what Adams State is doing. They want to be involved. They want to know how they can help. I think we're seeing a sense of Adams State. I don't want to say like making resurgence, but people are talking about us again. We've seen some shift with Dr. Tanberg coming on board. I think this is into his third year now that he's been there. I've been there 5-6 months, about a half a year doing some of that. But we've seen the transition to that. We've got a full E-team now. We hired the executive equity officer. We have the assistant VP of enrollment management, Mark Buck, who's been on about the same time I have. I think he was brought on 2-3 weeks after me. And then we just hired the assistant VP of grad studies. So there's a lot of momentum going in the right direction. And anytime, you know, we were talking sports, the big mo, everyone wants the momentum. Mm-hmm. And if we can keep that going. So I think that's what I've been hearing from not only the alumni, but the community and everyone that's invested in the health of Adams State. They want to see that momentum continue and have that interaction with the community all across. And that's something I want to make sure that we're doing, not just in the Alumni Foundation office, because obviously it benefits alumni to have us engaged. It benefits foundation to have engagement for the money and the fundraising side, but it also benefits us, like you'd said, attracting faculty, but also attracting the students. If we have that momentum going, students are like, I want to go to Adams State. And that's what we're looking for to continue.
And that concludes our Best of Education episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We still have 3 more Best of episodes to look forward to on agriculture, community, and sports. Till then, see you on the Valley.